Hey podcast, today we've got a powerful message from Pastor John Herbert titled Lift Up Your Eyes. Before we jump into it, check out some brand new music available now.
What's up everybody, Joth here from Planet Shakers. Are you ready for some new music? Planet Shakers' brand new album, Over It All. Check it out today. Stream it now. Planet Shakers, Over It All.
Today, I've entitled this message, Lift Up Your Eyes. Lift Up Your Eyes. You know, we are living in a time right now where a lot of people have been pushed down. Not intentionally, not necessarily anything that they have done, but somehow people have found themselves, they've been pushed down. And you know, when I thought about what does God want to say today, what came to me was something Pastor Russell shared during the week. I was in a meeting and he shared this picture of people that were in a pool and they were underwater being pushed down by the weight of life. But then what happened was they got themselves up above the water. They took a big breath of air. And then unfortunately the weight came and pushed them down again. But then they came up again and took up some fresh air. And we celebrate the moments where people are getting a fresh breath, where they're actually able to take in a new breath. But we don't celebrate living in a place of survival. And I'm here to tell you today that God will never push you down. He will never keep you under. God's plan and purpose for your life is that He wants to lift you up. That's right. Wherever you are, He wants to lift you up. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to show you something new. He wants to renew His vision for your future. So don't stay in the pool. Don't allow the enemy to keep pushing you down. In fact, you're going to come right out of that water, I believe, today, and you're going to step onto new ground. See, the good news today is God will never push you down. The good news today is that God came to lift you up. In fact, Jesus went down so that we could go up. He went down into the grave, into that dark place. 3 days He was locked in there. Why did He do that? Because He knew that resurrection power would come and that we would not have to stay in that dark place, but we could be lifted up. That's why when we know Jesus and when our life is done, we step straight into heaven. We can also live heaven on earth, but that's because of what Jesus has done. So He took the weight. He went down to the dark place because He did it for you and me. He took the weight of sin. That's a heavy weight. He took that weight so that you and I could be free. So we could experience, church, the power of forgiveness. And today I believe God's wanting to release fresh vision over your life today. He's wanting to lift you up. Come on, that's it. I know you can feel it right where you are. He's lifting you up. Can you tell someone in your room, someone in your house, say, I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up. That's right, we are going up. So we need to look up, no matter where we find ourselves. Some people, it is a difficult place, but it doesn't change. You need to look up. Isaiah 40 verse 26 says, lift up your eyes, what a great scripture, and look to the heavens. Who created all of these? Who brought out the starry hosts one by one and calls them forth, each of them by name? Because of His great power and mighty strength, no one of them is missing. What an incredible scripture that we read about God, that He actually calls the starry host. The stars that people study, that we have astronomy and different things, science still trying to work it out. God already knows because He created it. He created the stars and He calls them by name. And I'm here to tell you today that if He calls the stars by name, then surely He can remember your name. If He calls the stars by name, then surely He knows your name. And that is good news because He is lifting you up. Our purpose in life is not found by looking down on the ground. Our purpose is found when we look up. We look up and we see Him. We look up and we look to the hills where our help comes from. We look up to God and we say, God, You are our strength. Isaiah 40, 26, what a great scripture. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. I thought about what is happening in our world right now. And I don't like to give much attention to viruses and different things, but obviously it's very real and it's a worldwide pandemic. But one of the things I noticed outside of the health sphere was that this COVID virus actually did something beyond health. It's kind of become a great equalizer. By that I mean, I know in Melbourne and you're in Victoria and probably other parts of the world as well, we kind of, everyone was in the same position. Everyone was waiting for the same announcements. Everyone has to abide by the same restrictions or regulations for good reason, but yet everyone has to do it. In some ways, people have lost their freedom to travel, even though they want to travel. They've lost their freedom for some people to see the people that they love the most. Some people have lost their job or they can't do what they used to do before. And all of these things seem like a loss in the natural. But even those that have kept their jobs, even those that can study again, even those that have got something and they say, well, I've preserved what I have and it hasn't taken a lot from me, have not necessarily lost something physical, but this great equalizer has caused them to lose their sense of uniqueness and their sense of purpose and their sense of being on the edge rather than just being along with the crowd, but actually saying, yes, something has happened. That is a worldwide pandemic, but that hasn't changed the word of God. He still calls me by name. He still knows who I am. He still sees me as someone with a divine purpose in life. I am not the same. I am not just gonna morph into nothingness. I am going to rise up, that's it. I'm going to stand up and lift up my eyes because God has a great plan for my life. See, we need to be careful that we don't lose our purpose. There might be some things we lose, but we've already heard this year, Pastor Russell has declared, this year of acceleration, God spoke the word, He declared it, and we receive it, that God can accelerate restoration. He will accelerate restoration, so we don't need to worry about that. But what we need to do is keep looking up. I'm here to tell you that God loves you so much. He knows you by name. Let me say that again. You are not a COVID stat. You are not caught up in a political structure. You are someone loved by God. He loves you. He cares about you. And all you have to do is begin to look up. Begin to look up. Take your focus from down the ground and look up. Genesis 13, verses 14 to 15 says that now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against God. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north. Notice that, from where you are. You might say, where I am is a difficult place. You can still look around. You might say, where I am isn't where I was a year ago. You can still look around. He says, look around, look up, look around, look to the north, the south, look around to the east, to the west, and all the land that you see, church, is yours. All the land that you see is yours. I will give it to you and your offspring forever. See, in this moment, Abram was facing a difficult family situation. He was struggling because here he was. He helped Lot, and now Lot chose to go a different way. Lot got caught up in the system of the world, the system of that day. And he said to him, hey, Lot, you choose, but I have to choose what God says. I have to choose God. And what Lot did was incredible. What Abram did was incredible. He said, okay, God, what are you giving me? And God said to him, look around. I'm going to give you everything to the north, south, east, and west. This happened in a time of conflict. This happened in a time where they were struggling to work things out. But Abram was taken by God to a higher point to look at the land in the middle of the struggle. And he looked up and he saw what God was doing. If you're driving a car, you can't drive that car forward if you keep looking in the rearview mirror. Eventually, you will have an accident. Planned or not planned, it will happen. You can't drive a car and keep looking left and keep looking right and never move because you'll get distracted. You won't reach your destination. But what God is doing is He's lifting our heads again. Aren't you so glad that God's like that? He doesn't go, hey, why did you get down? He goes, no, I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 121 is where this message comes from. And it says this in Psalm 121, verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over you, over Israel, will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming out and your going in, both now and forevermore. Come on, you can praise Him right where you are, because this is who our God is. He says, I will watch your going out and I will watch your coming in. I will watch you in the day and I will watch you at night. You have my full attention. So why don't you lift up your eyes and look at me? Why don't you lift up your eyes and see what it is that I want to do through your life? God is not sleeping. He has not forgotten. We heard a great message in those lines in the first service today when Pastor Rudy was preaching. He is by your side. He has not forgotten. He's not like anyone else. He's not morphed into some kind of COVID bubble. No, He is God, God Almighty. He is not an idol. He is not a small G God. He is big G God. He is different. He is unique. He is God. And that's who we are in His image. He's made us in His image, church. Let's not forget that. Let's lift up our eyes. See, when you lift up your eyes, what happens is it empowers you because you see who God is. He hasn't changed. And then we get to do something. We lift up our eyes and then we are able to begin to move. I call this stepping out. We get to step out. We get to step out because we've heard God say, I'm going to take you up. You're going up, so you have to step out. See, I've lived in these four walls with everyone else here in Victoria, where we're living in Melbourne, the city of Melbourne. People have done this all around the world, where for some point of time, we've got locked up and we would be placed in our four walls of our home. And I love my home. I love my family with all of my heart, but I'm not designed by God to stay within four walls. I can't fulfill the purpose of God staying in four walls. So I can't make that the pattern of my life. See, once I look up, I have to make the decision that I'm going to step out. Even if that's one step, I've got to step out. It might be two. Some might be ready to go 10 steps, but you have to step out again. See, there's a limitation of being at home. During the week, I had the opportunity to go back to the office in the church out at the East Campus. And when I went there, I was inside and I was working. And I felt God say to me, just really softly, take a walk outside. Thought, okay, well, it's almost lunchtime, so I'll go and find some food. At least over here, the cafes have started to open a little bit. Thought, let's go for it. I wasn't overly excited because I want everything open. I want the entire church open. I want everything open, and we're not going to stop until we see that. But right now, I went to the cafe, got something to eat. As I walked back, I looked at the building where the church is. And when I looked at the building, overarching the entire building was the brightest rainbow that I personally had ever seen. Inside the building the night before, we had prayed with a small group of people, and we had prayed for God to move, God to touch people's lives. We had prayed for what God wanted to do in the nation and in the city. And we had prayed for so many things that we declared that was the heart of God. And we declared them in the walls. But when God said to me, step out, I didn't know on the way back I would see this rainbow. And as I saw the rainbow arched over the entire building, I'd never seen that before. God said to me, I'm reminding you of my faithfulness. I'm reminding you that I am able to show up anywhere at any time. I'm reminding you that if I could create that rainbow thousands of years ago and it's right in front of your eyes now, that I'm the God of the past, the present, and the future. And I started to rise up in my spirit as I realized the doors of the church aren't open yet, but God is ready to go. I started to realize I can't just stay inside anymore. I have to take a step out. It might be in your faith, you have to take a step out. That's right. It might be physically, you have have to take a step out. Whatever that looks like, we have to move. We have to take a step to say, God, I'm stepping out because I prayed inside the building, but I could only see what God was doing when I got outside. There is a limit of being inside, and our posture needs to be, God, I'm looking up to you, but then I'm starting to step out. I have to step out. At some point, I have to step out. Last year, I was here in this auditorium where I'm preaching today, and nearly a year ago, I had an awkward fall, and I fractured my hip, my left hip. I fractured it, and they said it was a grade 4 fracture. I didn't understand all the terminology and the medical behind it, but I knew it was bad. Only months later, I realized how bad it was when the specialist, you know, showed me exactly what happened. But after a while, although I was lying on my bed with all the medication, not knowing what my recovery would be like, I came to church as I normally do, but I came on my crutches. So I walked in this room where I am right now, I came on my crutches, and at the front, and as it usually is, and will be again one day, we had people praising, jumping, dancing, singing. Some new boom songs had come out, and I was like, wow, those songs, they're awesome. I'm gonna struggle to dance like the guys are dancing, but there's new dancers, new sound. It's just happening. And I went, wow, God, I wanna do that. But nobody knew because I couldn't hardly move. I was on these crutches. But in my heart, I went, I'm gonna do that. When they said, I'm gonna walk like I'm winning, I'm like, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. I can't do it right now, but I'm gonna walk like I'm winning. And I stood on my crutches and it was a limitation. But then eventually I got rid of one of them. And then I came again, I had one crutch so I could move a little bit more. I'm not a very good dancer, but I could move. I could swing my hips, do something, because I didn't wanna be left out. I went, hey, I'm not fully healed yet, but I'm stepping out. And then I came in one day and I thought, well, when Pastor Russell was preaching and the Word of God is going out, we believe in the power of agreement. And people will stand up, as you still should at home, stood up and agreed with the Word. And I said, God, that's what I normally do. Why should I be limited by my physical condition? So I figured a way to stand up in the preaching. The only problem was, by the time I sat down, the second point had already gone out. Everyone else was standing up again. But for a while, I was slower than the rest of the pack. But I'm telling you that story because either way, I had to make a decision. I'm going to step up. I had to make a decision. I'm not staying in the four walls of the confinement of my medical diagnosis and even some of the pain. I've got the pain, that's real, but the pain is not my future. My future is in the house of God. My future is in the hands of God. And I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to praise Him. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know if it's COVID that's done it or just life. But what I do know is this, at some point, let it be today, you take a step out of your pain. You take a step out of your situation. In Melbourne right now, we can go 25 kilometers. Use your 25 kilometers. Go and visit someone that's 20 kilometers away, 25 kilometers away. Don't leave anybody untouched. Step out, go encourage somebody. People need encouragement, church. People need to know that they're loved. Maybe you're doing okay, but somebody else needs to know that they have someone that cares about them. They need that support. I know the regulations are different in every country, but whatever it is for you, can you make a decision today? I'm stepping out, I'm going on the move, I'm meeting with my urban life group, I'm meeting in the park, I'm meeting wherever I can and wherever I can do that right now, you go for it. Take a step out. Because once you step out, what happens is you get mobile. And once you are mobile, like I found after my crutches, got off my crutches, then I started to walk. In fact, what happened was I moved into a two-story house and I ran up the stairs a few days ago. I just ran up the stairs. And as I ran up the stairs, God reminded me. He said, did you think you could do this a few months ago? And I went, no, I didn't. I didn't. I was getting better, but I didn't think I could just run up these stairs and run back down without thinking about it. Maybe that's a prophetic declaration for some of you, that God says, hey, He will do even more than what you anticipate or think that you can. You might think you're going to recover, but you're going to do more than recover. You are actually going to step into new ground. You're going to run faster than you have before. You're going to run further than you have before. You're going to run freer, that's right, than you have before, because God is doing something supernatural in your life. If you believe that, you can praise Him right where you are. See, we can look up, we can step out, but then you actually have the ability, and some people, we've already had this, but some people have had it taken from them. You have the ability to walk. You've got the ability not to just take one step. You can start walking. You can start walking around. You can start saying, hey, God, what is it that you want to do? You can start stretching your faith. Some people will actually start running. See, Psalm 121 that we read, which says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. It's talking about the hills in Jerusalem. It's talking about people that biblically were saying, hey, I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to the temple and I am going to the city of God. Those are the two things they were after. That's what we're after. Said, I'm going to the temple. So you got to get ready, church, no matter where you are, you get ready. You say, I'm ready in my heart to step in the house of God. I'm ready to go to the temple. I'm ready to be in the place where God is. And they had to go to these, they said, we're going to Jerusalem, and they saw the hills in the distance. But they traveled a long way to get there. And along the way, they wrote songs, which this was one of them. They wrote songs about what God was like, songs about the temple as they were walking. They wrote the songs as they walked, and they walked and they walked, and then they got closer. Along the way, there were night times. Sometimes it was daytime. They were afraid sometimes because they didn't know who was on the road that might attack them. But as they went up to Jerusalem, I'm so glad that they wrote Psalm 121, because on their way, they hadn't arrived yet, but they knew they were going in the right direction. They knew that they were moving to the place where God was. And can I encourage you today that even though we're navigating the now, let's keep our focus on the future. Let's start walking towards our future. Let's not stay where we are, but say, God, your vision for my life has not changed. Can you revive it today? Can you cause it to come alive again today, God? I'm navigating the present, but I firmly got my eyes fixed on the future. See, once you look ahead, that's where your confidence grows. Once you look ahead, as this psalm does, Psalm 121, a psalm of confidence in their God, that God would take care of them along the way. And you might have got stuck in the journey so far in 2020, but we've got a couple more months to go. And we've got a God that's looking way beyond the year 2020. He wants to lift your vision. He wants to cause you to dream again. He wants to give you hope. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to build your confidence, because what we do is we move from stepping to walking. We start walking because we know that He will help us and He will protect us. And as they walked to the city of Jerusalem, that was just out there in the distance, but they set their eyes. See, right now, being in church, gathering together in some places, like for us, is there in the distance. We're not quite there yet, but don't set your eyes on your four walls. Don't set your eyes on what has happened through a virus. Set your eyes on God and say, God, I am still going to walk towards my destiny. I am still going to walk towards my future. I am still going to walk with confidence into the year 2021. I am going to walk because I can trust you. I have confidence in you, and I am going to dream again. In a moment, we're going to worship God, because we want to lift our eyes to Him. In a moment, we're going to open our hearts to Him and say, God, come and renew me again. God, come and restore me again. God, come and show me again what I need to do so I can walk, I can run. In fact, I can sense that right now, that there are some people that you are going to get ready to run for God like you never have before. You are going to step up even out of a broken place, and what's going to lift you out of that place is the vision that God has for your future. Hebrews 10:35 says, "Do not throw away your confidence, because it will be richly rewarded." Isaiah 60 and verse 4 says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. This is a promise from God. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. They will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy." How good is that? "The wealth of the seas will be brought to you." This is God's promise. "And the riches of the nations will come." See, he says their people will come from afar. And this is why we have to keep walking. We have to keep walking because we can't live within just the confines of our own world. We have to look out and see what God sees. We have to say, "God, you have a future, not just for us, but there are others that are going to come." We've seen this happen in Planet Shakers before, and we will see it again, because that's the vision that God has. He said they will come from afar. They will bring resources. So we have to get ready to receive people. We have to get ready to say, "God, I am not just taking a step, but I am actually walking towards my destiny. In fact, if I need to, I will carry some people and I will hold them on my hip and I will bring them into the house of God. As soon as these doors are open, God, I'm going to bring them. I'm going to bring them." That's right. I'm preparing myself to bring people into your house. So wherever you are right now, I want you to get ready. Why don't you take a posture that says, "I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready." Maybe you have to get up off your couch for a moment and say, this is my stand. This is what I'm doing, because I'm ready for what God wants to do. It's still ahead of me, but I'm ready for it. So I'm going to stand up. I'm going to lift up my eyes and I'm going to look around and see, what is it that God is doing? What is it that God is doing today? Because He is for you and He's lifting you up, strengthening you.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?